Yo!
Bowtie Genius Podcast.
What the hell is this?
It's like a...
like a book club?
It's my favorite podcast.
Welcome to the Bowtie Genius Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast, and I'm your host, Naughty Black, the Bowtie Genius. Now, I know you're wondering, why does he call himself the Bowtie Genius? Well, because I actually design, create, and wear bow ties. And I also like to consider myself a genius, if you know what I mean. But you could be the judge of that. Now let's get into the podcast. Today on the Bowtie Genius Podcast, we have another special guest. My guest today is Miss Trinetta Wilson, the owner, certified interior decorator, and CEO of A Look Inside Interiors LLC Home Decor Store. Now, Trinetta says she created A Look Inside Interiors with the goal of helping people discover their true style through home decor. Her goal is to understand your why. She understands that people constantly change, and when there is change within, the exterior change should reflect that. Regardless of the reason for wanting to update your space, her goal is to help you take a look inside yourself to create spaces that truly represent who you are. And she has the products to help you achieve that. Now, when you look inside yourself, what do you see? Now, y'all, that's that fabulous CEO talk right there. So y'all help me welcome my sister, my friend, Miss Trinetta Wilson. What's going on, millionaire?
Not yet.
You got to speak that thing in existence, man.
Listen, hey, you know what? You trying to hit the B. You trying to hit the billion.
Oh, but that's what's up then. I need to ride on your train. Shit.
You know, we all trying to get it. We just want to get it.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Trinetta Brinkley Wilson. I am the creator, CEO of A Look Inside Interiors, LLC. It is a one-stop shop, interior decorating firm, and home decor store. So my main thing is just providing services for clients. My goal is just to create spaces that people can just enjoy for years and years to come. You know, I created A Look Inside Interiors because I know that there's so much going on in the world outside. And when you come home, it should just be a space where you just feel like yourself, like it should really speak to you. It should be like your peace when you enter your home. And you can have an apartment home. You don't have to be a homeowner to, you know, create that experience. And so that was my ultimate goal for just creating it. I've always had a passion for home decor and homes in general. And so that's why I created the brand.
Now, peep this. There's not a lot of people doing interior decorating where we from.
No.
So how you got started with that?
You know, it's funny when I tell people this because I literally have been doing this since I was like middle school. And I know that may be hard to believe, but I was legit in my friends' rooms and at my friends' parents' house, like rearranging things. I've always been like, I'll take a chest and like turn it up vertically and put a tablecloth over and like, oh, that's like a little bar area now. You know, like I was trying to do different things. So I was like, this could be way cuter. Or, you know, I was like doing rugs when I had roommates and stuff. So it was just something that's always been a passion of mine because I'm like, I've always been kind of like a clean freak. You know, when you clean, you're like, well, this could be more organized or this can like look a little bit better, you know, just creating function. At the time, I didn't know I was creating function because it wasn't like, you know, I had any training. It was just something I would love to do. So I actually have a background in real estate. I did real estate for about a year. And I was like, that's really not the passion. The passion is really the homes for the clients, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me go and just kind of like pursue my dream in that way. So that's where my passion really is. And like I said, just creating those environments for people. And, you know, that's just how it came about for me.
So in your own home, what's your favorite room in the house?
My living room.
What is looking like?
Hands down, my living room is my favorite place. Let me tell you, I have a gigantic sectional because I wanted to have a space where I can come in, sit down, kick my feet up, invite my friends and family over, but still be like pretty, make it beautiful, but like relaxing. So you can still come in and kick your shoes off, but, you know, make it where it feels nice and everyone who comes in can feel the way I feel about it. So I put a lot of thought and time into creating this space so that people can come and enjoy it the way I enjoy it. Because, you know, we have a lot going on where, you know, we're working people. We're moms. We're dads. We're like, we wear so many hats. And it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Kick your shoes off. Let's chill. Let's watch some movies. Let's have a glass of wine. Let's read a book. Let's have movie night with the kids, whatever it is. You know, just having that space. So by far, my living room is my favorite place in the house.
I can tell how you're talking about it.
Well, you know, that's what I want for my clients, too. I want them to just be like, you know what? When I come home, this is like everything to me. You know, and so that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Serenity.
Yes, just that peace to like drown out the noise.
Yeah. If me or somebody else wanted to make changes on the inside of our home, now what would be the best place to start?
You mean like in the room? Like which room would be the best room?
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I can't really say because some people, it just depends on your lifestyle. And this is the part of like when I talk to clients in the beginning and we have our initial consultations, it's about speaking to them about what's important to them. If you have like children, for instance, you say, you know what, let them have it. As long as my room, as long as I can go in my room and shut my door, then we focus on your bedroom, you know, because then it's like, well, you're like, you know what, I put time and energy into the day. I just want to be able to come in my room and like relax and feel like a hotel. Bam, we're focused on the room.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, but then you might have people who like, you know, I like to entertain. I like to have company over. I want to, you know, that lifestyle. So then we'll focus on the living room combination, dining area, whatever that is. So I can't really say that's usually for my client to decide. And then whatever their priority is, I make that my priority for them.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Yeah. Now, I've been on your website. Okay. And you got some unique pieces on your website.
Okay, thank you.
Did you personally pick those pieces yourself or how?
Yes. So all of the home decor items on my site are handpicked by yours truly. I put a lot of time into sourcing items, you know, looking and see what's hot, what's trending. I keep my eyes and ears to the streets, per se. And I try to get pieces that you can't just go pick up sometimes in like Home Goods or, you know, whatever your closest home decor store is. I try to get those pieces that are unique that can also be timeless pieces. So some of the pieces, you know, can like really like be true to your style. So everyone has a different style. So yes, I absolutely go pick out the furniture and go pick out the items myself or select them. And I don't put them on my site unless I love it myself. So, no, so there's no point in me picking out items. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this because somebody might just buy it. I get it because I love it. You know, I get it because I can see myself having it in whatever space I'm creating. So I add those pieces to my website, you know, for the clients.
That's what I was going to ask you that. Mm-hmm. Are you switching every season or? Are these pieces year-round? Can you keep them in year-round?
Right. I try to stick with classic pieces or pieces that I feel like can transition with you. You know, I sometimes personally, I will maybe do a table setting just to kind of match the holiday or whatever the event is. Or I may just do like one console table or my fireplace mantle, you know, just to keep up with the seasons and the things that change.
Yeah.
But most of my pieces, personally, in my own home, I keep those year-round. Like, they can just go with whatever decor pieces that I have, whatever furniture pieces and colors. I think about that, too. Like, if you're a gold person, then you'll love gold pieces. If you're a silver person, then you'll love those silver metallic chrome pieces. And so I try to just pick those pieces that, you know, you don't feel like you have to switch out every time you change your mind about something. You know, like, have it just really be timeless for you, you know, just kind of hold on to.
I got a homegirl and I was telling her I was going to do the podcast with you, and she wanted me to ask a question. She was like, what's a great budget to start with when wanting to recreate the home or house or room? You know what I mean?
A room in general. And this is something that it's one of those things where I need to know, you know, what your goal is. To give you an exact budget to work with, and most people have a budget in mind. They feel like, okay, if I hire a decorator, this is all I want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not saying that's not possible, because of course I shop. I'm a personal shopper. I shop for my clients, so I can find deals and thrift or go to different stores if I'm out of town and see something. You know, I do shop around for that budget, because you can actually find nice stuff online or in certain stores that you'll be surprised. But if you're just trying to like refresh a space, or what I call like our refreshing look package, because I have different services on my website, I feel like just to have in mind an idea, you want to kind of, you know, budget for at least reasonably $1,000 at least, because you want your space to be completely refreshed, completely renewed. And that's not to say you can't start off with small pieces here and there and we build on it later. Yeah. It doesn't have to be done in like one time. It's what I try to work with budgets. But I think realistically, you want to start just with a good, solid number. Because, yeah, you can start with, like, I'm going to spend $200. And, you know, by the time you add in, like, your accessories and your wall art and your curtains, you can do
you're
it.
You're over that limit.
Yeah, and you're over it. Or, you know, we're limited to how much we can make that transformation. If you want, like, a wow transformation, and that's really on the low end when you compare to certain decorators and certain, like, looks. But like I said, I really try to like have something solid just to work with. So I think just keeping that in mind, because you have to think about what look you're going for. And a lot of times people want that luxurious wow factor. So you have to think about that when you're, you know, shopping and wanting to update your space. And then too, are you trying to get everything completely new? Because then that's a different budget. Do you need a new bed? Do you need a new sofa? Do you need a new chandelier? Do you need ceiling fans? So those things as well are different calls. You know, everything is different. So it just depends on what you're trying to change.
It sounds, yeah. You know what you're talking about. You popping your thing now. So I got a two-part question. Okay. This is personal.
Okay.
Basic color with popping accents, or vibrant colors with simple pieces, when you're doing that?
You know, most people like a pop. Most like a pop of color. I find that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they're like, you know, I'm just sick of the same thing. Give me something completely dramatic, something completely new. Then they'll go completely bold. But oftentimes, because like I said, if we're trying to create just a peaceful environment, then it will be more like, okay, we're going to use color to bring that calmness. Because, you know, color affects your mood.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to do certain colors in certain rooms if you're trying to, like, relax. If you're trying to say, you know what, this is going to be my lounge area, let's do some reds, let's do some mustard colors, let's do some yellows, let's do some bright, bold. You know, it's just, if you're trying to create that vibe like that. But if you're trying to, like, be more calm, it's like, okay, let's do the softer, neutral colors, but add the little pops here and there, you know, and bring that out in your patterns, or maybe your textures can be a little bit more funky, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it just depends, like I said, on there really is no one way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just what's going to speak to you, what's going to speak to that client and say, you know what, this is what I want. I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And my goal is to like bring it together so it creates harmony. And it creates function, and you know, just put all those elements so that it's like, okay, that's perfect, you know.
Well, it seems you know what you're talking about. And
with
all the success you having with interior designing, would you ever consider doing exterior design?
I will. I think, you know, going forward, if that's where, you know, my life goes, of course, because of course I do. You know, I'll do patios, things like that. But as far as like developing and changing like the whole outside of a home or a building, of course, I would love to dabble in that. But I
so
definitely
you'll do like patios and outdoor kitchens and stuff like that.
Absolutely, Even now, I can do a patio or porch space. You know, I'll do external as far as that goes as well. So there's no job too big or too small that I won't do for you. Because I love the challenge. I love, you know, each client is different too. So I love, you know, tapping into those different types of personalities seeing what they really like and what really stands out to them so that I can create that for them. You know, that's what we want is something they can just enjoy time and time and time again, mm-hmm. and their company can enjoy it, you know. And so it's just fun. To me, I love it. And it just helps me to get better and better. Every time I have a different project, it just makes me better. And I think that's what makes my clients happy, because if I'm learning as I'm going and if I'm creating different things, and I can apply different techniques to somebody else and they can love that in a different way. So everything is about evolving, you know, in business.
I can hear that, because most people, if I were to ask that question, they'd probably been stuck in that. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to stick to what I'm doing.
Oh, no. Listen, if I got to go get a whole building, I'm like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I will build this building and we're going to get it together from top to bottom.
And you'll figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm not going to let you go half-stepping. Not at all. So we're going to figure it out together.
You got do you have a YouTube channel showcasing your work?
I do not have a YouTube channel. I created a TikTok recently. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So I am on all of the other social media pages. My name is A Look Inside Interiors on all of those. And of course, I have the website. So I have a projects page that I update frequently. So on my website, you can see some of my work as well. Or you can see my services page, because it breaks down into detail what the different services are. And the different packages and things like that. So I try to be wherever people are, because some people prefer Facebook, some people prefer Instagram, some people prefer TikTok, you know. So I try to like make sure I'm accessible in all those ways.
So where do you see yourself and your business in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, and because I trust God to, you know, take me there, and I'm trying to make sure I'm doing things that, you know, that I can just say I'm following my vision, because I'm trying to always remember my why, right? You never want to, like, get distracted from what your purpose is.
Yep.
And because I'm trying to really enhance lives and change people's moods and change their environment and really make that space special to them, I feel like that's what's going to allow my business to grow even more. And because of that, I feel like in 5 years, A Look Inside Interiors can be a firm where I have an actual like store where you can come in and actually consult with me in store, not just buying the products, you know, and just have it where there's products and their services, and it's like, hey, come in and see and schedule an appointment. Or they'll have like maybe things on display, and I'll have like certain things set up so that you can see how I'm making the space look like this and give you an idea in person. You can touch it, feel it, see it, you know, talk to me, ask me questions.
Exactly.
I think that'll be more personable, you know, and that won't require like a consultation. You know, you come in the store and it's like, oh, okay, that's what that is. Okay, I saw your display, I saw your demonstration. So how about, let's try that look for me. Or I didn't know what I wanted, but now that I see it, I know what to call it, you know? So I think I see it as being a actual physical store service location, one-stop shop, you know, just I see it being bigger than what I think it could really be. And I really believe it will be.
I think you're gonna get it.
Thank you.
You got a lot of support. I've been watching you have a lot of support with friends and family.
Thank you so
much.
You're
a very family oriented person.
I am super family oriented. Yes, I am. I love my family.
You think that rub off on your own work?
I do, because I'm, you know, selfish. I try to accommodate everyone. I try to find that balance. And so I think that definitely helps me in business and knowing how to like read customers, read my clients, because, you know, they're opinionated and they're like, well, you know, I don't know about this, or, you know, so it's like some people are not going to always agree with you. You know, you have to come and compromise and say, okay, well, this is what's going to work because we can agree on this. We can have a mutual agreement and understanding on something. And so that makes it easy to communicate. You know, if you are a good communicator, you're easy to work with. And I think that's a plus when you're, anytime you're dealing with business, people want good customer service, good communication. And so I think all those things attribute to that.
Correct. If somebody wanted to, say, become an interior decorator, what would you say or what would you tell them to be prepared for or to do?
if they wanted to become a decorator, I would say go for it. I would never discourage anyone from doing something that they feel in their heart they want to do, especially if it's something they're passionate about, you know. And mm-hmm. I would say take it as far as you want to take it, but remember your purpose. You know, never get into something thinking, I'm going to do this because I want to, you know, be like how I see the big pages or the big time people doing it. I watch HGTV, so I want to do that, you know. Like, really remember your purpose. Like, can you talk to and deal with every type of personality and every type of client? You know, and not saying I've had any difficult people. I'm glad I have not. But, you know, every person is going to be different. And everyone's not going to like your ideas. You know, what you like, mm-hmm. they may not like. So just making sure that you're strong in what you're doing and that you really want to do it because you love it. And not just because it's a trend or you see someone else doing it. So I would say go for it. I would say go for whatever you want to go for. Like, nothing's stopping you but you. You know, that's real.
Correct. Yeah. Speaking of difficult, how would you even handle a difficult person in that situation?
You know, I have been working for a long time. and I say that not to be funny, but I have worked in so many different environments, and not just so many different, because I've normally stayed on a job for years. Mm-hmm. But I have had to deal with, like, what you call irate customers, you should say, or, mm-hmm. you know, or people who don't agree with you, or difficult, you know, individuals. And so I've always tried to remain professional. Of course, when I was younger, it might have been, hey, listen, now you're not going to talk to me like that. But this is, you know, when you're older and you're growing professionally, you know that everything is about conversating. Sometimes it's just a misunderstanding, or someone took something the wrong way, or someone couldn't relay something, or someone perceived something totally different. And so communicate that. Communicate, hey, well, I think this is where the miscommunication was, and how can we resolve this? Everything is about, you know, resolving something, or just agreeing to disagree. You know, maybe we're not compatible. Maybe you're not my person, and that's okay too, you know?
You know, everybody deal, they...
Right.
People just very emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And people stressed out too. You're right. People are stressed. And, you know, you have to have some grace sometimes.
Stressed out, emotions. Mm-hmm. Do that play a part in the colors and pieces you pick when you do the designing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said before, like if I'm trying to entice calmness in their life, they say, you know, I just want to be able to come home and close my door and just shut it off. That I know we're going to go with some soft colors. We're going to go where it's like a...
I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Does it play a part in my life? You know, I try... You know, honestly, I'm not saying this because I'm not going to lie. Not saying I don't get stressed out, but I really try to maintain that neutral ground. Like, I try to always kind of bring myself back down. Like I said, everything is emotion, right? And so you can feel a way, but don't dwell in that. You know, don't just let that consume you. If you're mad, don't let that take over your whole entire mood and day. If you're sad, don't let that take over. Like, you know, kind of pull yourself back out of it. And so, you know, even in my own home, like I said, my living room is one of my favorite places. In my room, too, I have more of the softer colors with just the pops. You know, I have the pops of blue because I love blue. I love navy. You know,
that's my favorite color.
My favorite color is blue as well. So I have those pops. You know, I have like a little hint of like a sparkle gold, maybe like on the bed or something. I have those soft colors, and I have like textures that I love to play around with. So even in my own home, yes, I do allow color to just like help my mood as well. Like I know, I'm like, you know what? Let me just get some peace right now. I'll turn the TV off. Let me just sit here and just be. You know, let me just get my thoughts together. Let me shut things off, and then I'll come back into the world tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm a patio person. I'm an outside person.
Yeah,
I go and sit on the patio, and I stay out there for hours if I have to, or if I want to.
Yes, that's my vibe too. That's my vibe. My husband and I, and my friends know it. Like if they come over, we're on the porch.
Oh yeah,
we're on the porch. Yeah,
you're right. That's the vibe.
Going. That's the vibe. Put some plants out there. You know, sit out there, have some music going on the speaker. You know, like I said, creating those little pockets of peace. That's what it's about. Creating those pockets for yourself and in your home, whether you're renting or if you're buying. Like, why not?
So, man, listen, I really enjoyed this.
Thank Thank you. I did as well.
I know when these women hear it, they're going to enjoy it too. I be like that too.
You know, I hope so. I try to be relatable. I'm a real person. People may see a picture and they're like, I don't know how she is. You know, but I'm super cool. I try to like really be relatable. I try to just be my authentic self with everybody I encounter. And, you know, this was fun. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I've never,
no problem,
you know, been against podcasts or any type of interview. So, you know, anytime you want me back, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So please tell the people one more time your website address so they can, you know, visit, do whatever, shop, you know.
Yeah. So the website is A Look Inside Interiors. So it's www.alookinsideinteriors.com. I am A Look Inside Interiors on Facebook. I am at A Look Inside Interiors on Instagram. They can email me at ALIDecorInfo@gmail.com. ALI means A Look Inside. So ALIDecorInfo mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Call me 850-329-8737. I'm pretty much available. I'm accessible. You know, just any questions that you have, anything you have questions about on the site or on any of my websites or social medias, you know, just give me a buzz and I'll be sure to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Y'all hear that now. Y'all contact her now.
Hey,
you got to get this ball rolling. She says she don't want the M's. She want the B's now.
I'll take the M's. But like I said, I just want my takeaway for people is just you don't have to feel like wait till I get my new home, you know, or mm-hmm. wait till I'm able to move. You know, I feel like because your space really does affect your mood. And, you know, a lot of times people don't come home to that peace. People don't realize that they can have like something that's accessible to them. You don't think of it as like, oh, I'll never be able to do that, or I'll wait till I get my home to do it. I am available for you. I'm available for my people. And, you know, I know how difficult it is outside in the world. So I really want to create that business. Hey, you know, and so I'm here for my people. So whether that's home or office, residential, commercial, if you have a playroom, a nursery, a living room, a kitchen, a den, whatever, you know, contact me. I'll be happy to help.
Okay. Thank you. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
See, y'all, this is why I love doing these kind of interviews. She didn't stop what she had to do for the day, and she still had time to promote her business and to talk about what she loved to do. And that's why I do what I do on the Bowtie Genius podcast. And with that being said, please follow, share, download, and subscribe to the Bowtie Genius podcast. And for those geniuses who've already done so, thank you. Oh, yeah, we still got merch for sale. Just go to thebowtiegenius.bitcartel.com. thebowtiegenius.bitcartel.com. And until next time, stay blessed.
This has been another edition of the Bowtie Genius Podcast. Check out new releases every other Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's a hot topic, you'll find it here on the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
Welcome.
Contact us on Twitter at Bowtie Genius or on Spotify at the Bowtie Genius Podcast.
File done.
Join us next time for the Bowtie Genius Podcast.